are your reflections, Paul, overall?
I think they cause us one or two problems with regards to obviously set plays, which accumulates in the goal. You know, in the first 15 minutes there, they took two quick corners, which we didn't get organised quick enough. And then a little bit of detail at the end there with a goal, you know, cost us from that point of view. But also we had opportunities, but I think the disappointing thing is, you know, you want to give the home fans something to get behind. And I thought we lacked energy really today to get up back behind the ball and make a little bit more of a, or give them a little bit more of a problem certainly in their half and get hold of the game in terms of backing the play up and causing them problems in and around their box.
It's a draw about right for you on the balance of play?
Yeah, I think so. Because I think there was a period obviously at the start there where I felt we were slow in starting. You know, we didn't start quick enough. And then there's a period obviously in the second half there, midway through the second half, where you're a little bit concerned, although Flavs has not had lots to do from that point of view. And we've had opportunities, I think, overall. You know, yeah, it's a fair result, I think.
Is it a bit of a worry to see a visiting team come here and get quite a lot of sustained sort of possession and pressure at times?
Yeah, a little bit in that, you know, you want to be at home, you want to force the game, you want to, like I say, play with a little bit of energy and a little bit of impetus where you're putting the opposition on the back foot. But, you know, we wasn't able to do that today, and that's, you know, that's something, obviously, that we need to look at.
You're quite pleased with the quality of the goal you scored?
Yeah, it was a decent finish and it was a decent move. Obviously, we were aware of how they tried to do things, certainly defensively, and we had opportunities there in the second half where they're holding a higher line. But we didn't make enough penetrating runs. They narrowed up quite a lot. You know, we needed to make runs outside it at times. We needed to stay onside as well. And we flashed one or two balls across the face of them. But on another day, if one goes in and it changed the scoreline, that could have been a different story. But overall, I think, you know, 1-1 would be fair.
Talking about your future, we've had an interview with the sort of chairman Eddie Mitchell saying he's pleased with the job you've done. If it was solely down to him, he'd quite likely to give you a longer crack at it. How do you feel about that?
I think we just take it one game at a time at this moment in time. I think obviously we've been that we were the remit is to take it to the end of the season. That's what we'll do. We'll just look to continue to try and work with the players and try and improve things as we go along.
Is it very difficult for you not to think about your long-term future in that case and try and focus on the one game and again?
I don't think I'm important in that respect or you know, my situation. I think what is important is we look to try and get 3 points on the pitch and we look to give certainly the home fans something to get behind and a little bit of excitement in and around their box and make their goalkeeper work a bit more and continue to work on the training ground.
And so whoever's in charge in August gets a nice positive end of season to build from, if you know.
I think that the home fans want to see that. You know, they want to see a positive performance where, you know, they've got something to get behind. You know, against Huddersfield, I think late on in the second half, you know, we pushed the team back and we created good opportunities and took to. You know, today we didn't take the limited opportunities that we had, and subsequently it you know, makes a difficult afternoon in the end, because obviously they've always got an opportunity to get back in. They'll get one over the course of the 90 minutes, and that little bit of detail today. It possibly cost us a little bit.